This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Todd Machover has been called the country's most wired composer. He's widely recognized as one of the most innovative musicians of his generation. For three decades, Machover has astounded the world with his avant-garde musical explorations. 2 years ago, he shook the classical music world when he debuted an opera with Robots. He's also an inventor. His innovations were the springboard for Guitar Hero, the music video game. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis this morning has our report on Todd Machover in part one of a new series we're calling Visionaries, profiles of artists from Greater Boston who've received both local and national acclaim.
Todd Machover became famous 20 years ago for inventing hyper instruments. Hyper as in hypersensitive hybrids combining instruments with computers. Here's Matt Heimovitz performing Machover's Begin Again Again on the hypercello. World-famous cellist Yo-Yo Ma debuted this piece at Tanglewood in 1991. Sensors on Ma's wrist and cello measured the angle and weight of his bowing and sent the information to a computer to interpret and respond as if it were another musician. Instead of playing just one melodic line, the hypercellist can play melody and a full accompaniment. As Machover says,
it's somewhere in between being kind of a performer and a composer and a conductor. What comes out can be beyond what I can usually play with two hands.
A New York Times critic called Yo-Yo Ma's bionic performance brilliantly annoying and fascinating.
Like a lot of things I do, it was controversial, and definitely some people felt, oh my gosh, how could you do this to an acoustic cello, or, you know, Yo-Yo's got a thing on his wrist.
This urge to shake up musical performances still drives much of what Machover does. The 58-year-old runs a program at MIT called Opera of the Future. That's really what it's called. The group tries to advance the way people make and experience music. Machover was born for this job. As the son of a pianist and computer graphics whiz, he's charmingly quirky. He has a crown of brown curly hair, and all of his clothes are black. At 13, he became obsessed with how music is made after hearing the Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Here was this incredible album that had so many layers of sound, and it was every little bit was mixed in the studio where you could take all the time you needed to get it just right. And it was the first album the Beatles did that was consciously designed not to be played live.
As more and more music is produced this way, Machover says people have become alienated from music because people don't learn how to play like they used to.
If you don't make music yourself, it's very hard to have the full pleasure and the full power of listening to it. The connection isn't the same. I do think that for music to weave its full web, to have its full power, we do need to find people to be involved in music making.
Machover started thinking more about how to teach people to create music when his own daughters were toddlers. So he invented toys that could help kids explore musical concepts without knowing the technical stuff. Then he and grad students in his lab designed a computer program called HyperScore.
And it was the HyperScore language that was the real light bulb.
HyperScore is an easy-to-use computer software program using lines and colors to compose music. You don't have to know the rules of music theory or notation.
You just have to start. And with a little bit of guidance, you can make incredibly sophisticated things and learn to make them better and better.
Machover recognized the positive effects of making music, improving cognition, decreasing stress, and boosting self-esteem. So he started to explore the therapeutic potential of HyperScore and his hyper instruments. In 2004, Tewksbury Hospital, a public facility providing long-term care for mentally ill and disabled patients, invited Machover to teach HyperScore. Hundreds came to hear his presentation.
They all had something they wanted to express. They were just bursting with, you know, I love the guitar and I love Spanish music. Could I use this to write a song? Could I write something where my sister's voice could be accompanied by a HyperScore piece? I mean, I just couldn't believe it.
Hi, my name is Dan. We met Todd in 04. My occupational therapist asked me to join the HyperScore group.
37-year-old Dan Elsie was born with cerebral palsy and has lived at Tewksbury Hospital for 14 years. He can't speak or walk, but using a sensor Macover and his students made for his forehead, Elsie composes and conducts using HyperScore. This song is from his latest CD.
After I met with Todd, I felt like I'm a musician now. I can help the people and teach them how to use the HyperScore.
Oh my. He's showing off?
Macover, his wife, and teenage daughters live in an 18th century home in Waltham on an open plot of land with chickens and goats. Macover chose the property because it included an old barn he could renovate for his composer's studio. Here he got the inspiration for Death in the Powers, the high-tech opera about an aging millionaire who uploads his brain to a computer before dying. For works like this, Macover had the luxury of dreaming by himself.
I think one of the reasons I went into composing in the first place was because for me it's the activity where you can really follow your imagination unfettered. I love having time to myself where I don't have to explain what I'm doing to anybody.
But he's just embarked on a project that is deliberately public, one that gets at the heart of his mission to connect people back to music.
I've done some scary projects, scary to me, and this is maybe the scariest.
Macover is writing a symphony with the whole city of Toronto, or as many Torontonians as possible.
Our goal is 10,000 people actively involved in the website, contributing in some way. And I'd like to feel like I have some relationship with these people and vice versa for it to work.
Each week, Toronto residents will submit thoughts, impressions, and sounds that represent their city. Macover will use this material to write music and share it with them for review. He's still not sure how it will come together and acknowledges this might not be world-class work. But if it gets ordinary people to create music, he says it will be a success. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.
There's a video of Dan Elsie and Todd Macover demonstrating HyperScore on our website, WBUR.org. And a programming note, you can speak with Todd Macover this afternoon at 3 on Radio Boston here on WBUR. Our series Visionaries continues next Tuesday with a profile of Boston artists William and Clara Wainwright.
Major funding for WBUR's Boston Visionaries series is made possible by the Boston Foundation. In 1917, a man named James Longley left a bequest to the Permanent Fund for Boston. Today, his donation lives on, still benefiting Greater Boston. What will you be doing in 100 years? Visit bostonfoundation.org for more.